What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you had a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. Today we're going to be continuing with our series on the women's movement. So let's delve in. So far in this series, we have looked at some of the leading thinkers of the first and second waves of egalitarianism. Now we turn to the third wave. There is some debate whether or not there is a fourth wave. Many historians and scholars believe that the women's movement consists of three waves, and in this set of videos, I'll be going with that view. In 1989, Kimberly Crenshaw wrote an article titled "Demarginalizing the Intersection of Race and S." She coined the term intersectionality to describe how different characteristics of personal identity, including socioeconomic status, gender, race, and preferred romantic attraction, intersect and produce experiences of privilege and oppression. This work was very influential in the development of the third wave. The beginning of third wave egalitarianism is generally regarded as starting around the time period of the 1991 Anita Hill Senate hearings. Hill, a former lawyer, accused U.S. Supreme Court Justice nominee Clarence Thomas of illicit workplace harassment. Thomas was nonetheless narrowly confirmed. As Romanticism and Enlightenment rationalism were influential in the first wave of the women's movement, and existentialism played a significant part in the second wave. Similarly, postmodernism was unquestionably highly impactful in the framework of the third wave. Some notable characteristics of the third wave include an emphasis on the aforementioned intersectionality, prenatal infanticide, female empowerment, violence against women, and erotic freedom. In the V monologues, Eve Ensler attempted to provide the female perspective on a variety of topics. The spirit of the third wave was also seen in the punk rock Riot Girls movement. In popular culture, third wave icons included female heroines like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Also, third wavers attempted to indoctrinate young girls through television characters like Dora the Explorer, and film females like Disney's Mulan. Let's turn to some criticism. While it is always important to look back at history and examine how our forebears like B.B. Warfield handled first wavers like Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and how John MacArthur and others responded to the second wave, it is of course immediately pressing when we encounter a contemporary dragon that we must face and slay. The wickedness of the third wave is in the air we breathe. Some quick rejoinders. Intersectionality tells us that we should look at the world through the lens of oppressor and oppressed. Their teachers inform us that a marriage relationship in which the husband is head over the wife is oppressive. They tell us that we should be affirming of same-gender unions because it will lower the number of self-terminations in the plus community. They teach that certain people have entitlements strictly based on the color of their skin, and we will be better equipped to battle against racism when we are aware of the role that oppressive white privilege has played in our society. Dr. Denny Burke has stated that intersectionality is at cross purposes with the gospel. This is because it fosters an unbiblical view of human identity and it produces social fragmentation. In terms of certain women's quote-unquote rights, God has revealed both through scripture and nature that human life begins at the moment of conception. To maliciously take the life of an innocent child in the womb is unjust homicide. A prenatal infanticide is not an example of healthcare. It is a wicked and heinous crime. In relation to empowerment, women who claim to be believers indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God should not be seeking to become political leaders, judges, and high-powered CEOs. The scriptures teach that godly women should be seeking to be faithful housewives, house mothers, and household managers. Of course, because we live in a sinful, fallen world, sometimes it is necessary for a woman to work. I will do an entire video on the subject of career women in the future, but for now I'll just say we can see the devastating effects that female empowerment has had on Western society with the low birth rates. In terms of assault, male predators who commit non-consensual coercive acts on women should receive the death penalty. But the Bible does not teach us to simply believe women. We are to use righteous judgment based on God's holy law. And on the subject of erotic freedom, interestingly enough, there has even been some criticism of this aspect of the second wave from within. A segment of writers have questioned whether some of the highly sensualized behavior like amateur pole dancing and revealing clothing actually represent gender equality and true erotic freedom. If the Lord permits, I will do more in-depth critiques of each of these aspects of the third wave in a future video. So let's be in prayer for those who are being deceived by the teachings of egalitarianism. Let's pray that the Spirit of God will work in their hearts so that they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel. The sources that I used for this upload are available in the video description below. All right, that's a wrap for now. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.